Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you one of those guys who gets all squirmy when the topic of sex comes up? What are your beliefs around sex? Is it dirty and bad, or fun and nourishing? And how does your relationship to sex affect everything in your life, especially your day-to-day interactions with women? This week, Brian Baer is here to talk about how all of us have hang-ups with fornicating and what you can do today to have a better sex life. Welcome to The New Man. Today I've got Brian Baer from the Authentic Man Program. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You've been on the show like 437 times.
Yeah, or more.
But today we're talking about sex. And, you know, and I just wanted to let you know I'm not wearing any clothes while we're talking about this. So is that going to throw off your... You're going to be able to concentrate?
I can see that. It helps. It helps tighten my focus. It helps bring it to a single point of focus.
A very small...
It's like a meditation, just sitting here with you on Skype, looking at your nipples. It's dual point of focus.
It is dual. Very dual. So sex is this touchy subject. Like, my dad and I never talked about sex, and I'm sure he didn't talk about it with his dad. I'm sure that if you had problems, you just kind of sucked it up. You didn't talk about it. So why should we start talking about sex in any kind of hangups or blocks that we have now?
Well, when my domain, I'm focused on man-woman dynamics. I mean, my mom was never even told that she would get a period. So when she got her first period, she thought she was going to die of cancer because no one told her. Wow. So she just walked around. She was like, you know, 12 years old being like, God, should I write my, you know, my note to my, no, but she was afraid to tell anyone.
Wow.
In any case, I think we've come some ways, but it's still, we have a long way to go. And in my realm, cause I'm working with men around dating and relationship and man woman dynamics, a man's relationship to sex informs so much of his life. I mean, getting down to the nuts and bolts of it, if a guy is single and he's hooked around sex, and I think we all are to some degree.
Yeah.
All of us have whatever programming we've got from culturally, societally, religious, parents. There's all kinds of ways to get your head screwed up around sex.
Yeah.
And it shows up in if a guy's single, it's everything from going up and talking to a woman. If it's not okay for me to be forthright about my desire, like I'm interested in you sexually, then I'm going to walk up to you and I'm not going to be owning that I'm interested in you as a sexual being. I'm going to talk about bullshit. I'm going to talk about the weather or where are you from or what do you like to do, but not engage with you as a man with a woman, because that's not okay.
And some guys may think that, well, that's not sex. Sex is what we're doing in the bedroom. But you're saying that that's your whole sex and your approach to sex is even coming up in that moment when you're just even talking in that moment.
Totally, totally. Okay. Because that's kind of the end game, is like that's the closest or the most intimate people get. And if that's what I'm interested in and I'm not forthright about that, and it doesn't mean like I have to walk up and tell her that, but in my nonverbals, it, and in my posture and in my voice tonality, it all sub communicates my relationship to sex. I mean, I always make jokes like I can tell whether a guy's getting laid in, you know, in 10 seconds based on where his voice comes from in his body. Wow. You know, most guys, they're nasally. The classic guy who struggles with women is nasally.
Hey, how are you? And,
yeah. Hey, how's it going?
And my voice could even be deep, but if it's coming from my head, then we all know he's kind of a twerp. You know, he's not dropped in.
And that's related to his sex. That's related to his relationship to sex.
Yes. His relationship to sex. Okay. Yeah. So women can feel that a mile away, and they're like tuning forks, because if a guy's, they kind of will believe whatever you believe around sex, they'll agree with that, whatever your belief structures are in that conversation.
What do you mean about that? Say more.
Well, basically, like, there's some, have you ever noticed that some guys, like, they'll talk about sex, like, they'll be totally shameless about sex and what they're wanting with a woman. They're like, I can't believe he just said that. But the girls are laughing. And they, it's like, how did you get away with saying that? Because he's right with his sexual desire and he's okay with it.
So for some reason, he's not, even though the content of what he's saying may be kind of risky, it's how he's saying it, which is, it's not creepy. It's not coming across.
Yeah, he's got space for it. He's got total space for being shamelessly sexual. And so women will align with that. They're like tuning forks. So they'll resonate at whatever he's resonating at.
Okay.
And then for a guy who's hung up around sex, he's going to crimp that part of him. He's going to cut off from feeling his desire and from feeling the sensations of attraction in his body. And he's going to be holding tension or fidgeting because that energy has to go somewhere, but he's cutting it off and suppressing it somehow. And so they're going to feel that suppression and they're going to feel creeped out because there's something veiled.
All right.
So that's from the moment he walks up, and then just ask, like making a move or reaching out to touch her hand or to take her out or to tell her he wants to take her home or go in for the kiss. All that stuff is still lots of blocks all the way. If he's not right with his sexual desire as a sexual primal animal creature, then it shows up as problems all along the way.
How does it show up in a relationship then?
In a relationship, what I found, and this is, I mean, these are all from my own personal experience, by the way.
Okay.
And then in relationship, it shows up like number one, I don't have the capacity to bring the fullness of my expression in bed. So like if she's wanting to be ravished and taken and claimed like an animal, and she's not getting that, or she's not getting the full range of my sexual expression, if I'm only allowed to paint in the colors blue and yellow, because anything other than that, like anything other than the Masters and Johnson missionary position is naughty, then she's not going to feel she's going to be left unsatisfied.
Now, this isn't so much like how many tricks you can do in bed and positions and that kind of shit. It's really the feeling that she is really desired. Is that what?
Yeah. I mean, it could be just missionary position. It has nothing to do with the techniques or the technicals of the sex. But how am I bringing myself? And am I bringing my raw masculine attraction to the table? Or is it more withdrawn or suppressed or more pristine or what's the word? Like antiseptic. What's that word where it's like disinfected sex.
Yeah.
In a sterile. Is it sterile?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I've heard one guy talk about sex. Like, are you actually having sex? Are you making love with this person? Or are you just kind of using them to masturbate? Like you're really not having a back and forth with them.
Yeah, and that's the other aspect is intimate connection. Like maybe I can objectify her, and that way I'm not. That's another way we block off from our sexual desires actually being in relationship with whoever it is we're connected with. Like either we're objectifying them and we are in our animal, or we're not, or we're cut off from our animal, and it's this floaty heart space where there's no primal raw beast.
So it sounds like there's different realms of being cut off. Like there's a physical realm, there's an emotional realm, and then there's this interpersonal realm. Do we want to just dive into each one of those?
You can bring yourself with your heart, like intimacy, connection, relationship, connectedness, or I can bring myself from the cock, which is more primal, sexual, raw, animalistic. Ideally, you're bringing both. And a lot of guys either err on one side. You get the sensitive new age guys who are the heart open, disembodied guys. Right. You get the assholes who are just about the cock and the objectification happens. But in terms of the physical realm, like if we're talking about the places where there's physical blocks that create this, and this could emerge from where we feel guilt or shame around sex growing up, like the messages I mentioned, but they'll show up as us holding tension in our bodies, tension in our stomach, fidgeting, or else our hips are closed, like tight, like, so there's practices you can do to open up yourself physically. Like for me, I used to clench my balls chronically around women and just throughout my day, like they'd be sucked up inside me, like holding them. And there, as if there was, I was trying to protect myself, or as if there was something not okay for me to feel relaxed and open in my crotch.
So it sounds like for the guy, he can actually start to pay attention right now to like, how are you holding your body? Are you holding tension down there? Are you holding tension around your cock and your balls, and just start to pay attention to that, because relaxing those areas will actually start to transform your sexual life. Is that what you're saying?
Totally. Yeah. Like when we were doing that red pill weekend in Boulder, we did that one exercise and these guys were not conducting any sexual attraction with the amp women. And then this is the key piece, is breathing. Is we had this guy breathe into his belly, like breathe down into his full body, and wham, suddenly attraction was there. Like you could see the girl's eyes widen as soon as he started breathing differently. It started conducting the attraction, like where you could feel that visceral sense of attraction. And suddenly, these were guys who I was like, oh man, there's no way these guys are going to bring a sexual polarity here. And suddenly they were, just by changing their breathing when they were with this woman.
Wow. So just paying attention to your breathing, paying attention to where you're kind of like hunkered down, holding tension, and breathing into those spots, like just breathe into those spots. And like the way
you
did it.
Yeah. Like if you were in a yoga class and they're like, breathe into the hips or wherever there's pain or whatever, they tell you that stuff in yoga. And it's like that. It's like yoga to be with a woman, because we have all these, especially one we're attracted to, because all our kinks in places where we're holding show up really loud.
Now, this might be really challenging for a guy to do by himself. Maybe will we go into stuff later on about what he can do with his body to help him out?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no substitute for self-awareness practice. A lot of times it takes someone else to point that stuff out. Like, did you know you're doing this thing? You're like twitching your eyes right now, or you've got this like pasted on grin on your face. Like a lot of guys who are pleasers or wanting approval, they'll have this chronic grin on. Uh-huh. And with women, it's like this weird Joker grin, and it creeps women out because they're holding tension in their face that's not natural.
I'm getting creeped out just looking at you right now.
That's why I was doing that on purpose.
All right. So that's the physical blocks.
That's the physical side.
And
yeah.
Self-awareness. So, and then what's next?
Yeah, physical awareness of where you're holding tension and how are you breathing. Those would be the big ones around physical.
Okay.
And then emotionally, I think this is where the belief structures come in around sex. And like, you know, you can discover those by just filling in sentence stems. Like if I was to fill in the blank, sex is. And like for you, let's play this with you, Trip. Let's see what your beliefs are around sex.
All right.
So what's the first thing that comes to mind? Sex is
good.
Fill it in. Sex is
sweet.
Sex is
sweaty.
Sweaty. Oh,
it's hot right now.
So a lot of guys wouldn't have those same answers.
Yeah. Everybody's got their own thing, right? Yeah,
like for me, I was like, sex is dangerous. Sex is, you know, raunchy. Sex is, or it's a lot for a lot of guys, it's sex is wrong. Sex is bad. Sex is, you know, not okay, et cetera. And those will show up. If I'm just letting go of my conscious thoughts and let my unconscious fill in the blanks, that'll lay out your unconscious beliefs right there. And then you can see, wow, holy shit, where did that come from?
Yeah. And you can actually kind of like start to challenge it. Like, is that really true?
Is that true? Yeah. Is that true that sex is bad or dangerous?
Yeah.
And explore those, because we had all kinds of programming, like, you know, everything, like from guys I've talked to recently, there's guys who are like, whenever people were kissing in the movie on movies, their parents would make him turn away. Like, wow. He couldn't watch people kissing on, you know, and this is just a random selection of people. Like I had my kinks, you know, it's rampant.
Yeah.
So, and they're buried. Like, I didn't even realize that there were places where I was stuck or blocked. So
I'm still finding stuff. Like, I'm still
discovering.
Like, yeah. The more you kind of just keep going into, like, hit a little plateau and like, oh, okay, this is cool. And then like, oh, wow, where did that come
there's
from?
This whole other world. Like, yeah, well, how did that show up? So it's layers.
Yep.
Layers of shedding wherever there's holding back. And there's various practices you can do to discover where that shows up. And then it, and well, hold then,
on, but the main thing a guy could do is he could get a journal and just write his sex is
totally
this, and just let it go, like quit editing, just let it flow and just see what's steering your sex beliefs.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. That's one great way to do it, is just to do it. And then, you know, a lot of times having someone else to reflect back the language patterns. Like, I one guy talks about how he managed to seduce this girl, you know, and like every managed. Time he talks about, like, he managed to seduce her. I was like, dude, whoa, that's tricky. That's a tricky perspective to come from, to think you need to figure out how to seduce somebody, you know? And so, so these are the kind of the emotional belief level structures around where we're holding back from our,
okay,
from really bringing ourselves sexually.
Okay, got it. And then there's what? There's the interpersonal.
Interpersonal. Okay. Yeah, and these show up in relationship. This, if you're holding back sexually, and it's in relationship, interpersonally, a lot of times, like for me, when the sex was sucking in my relationship, a lot of times it was because there were withheld communications between me and her. For example, like places where she didn't trust me and that wasn't being acknowledged. She's like, you know, when I was sick and you decided to work that day, I realized I haven't trusted you since then. I haven't really wanted to open my body to you, but that wasn't acknowledged. And it's been like 3 weeks and we haven't had sex. And I'm like, eventually I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then just by bringing it up, is there something you want to say or something? What do you think is under what's going on here with our sex and or lack thereof? And suddenly these withholds come up, and or I'll be like, you know, when you said you just went out with your ex boyfriend, it was just lunch. I realized I didn't believe you, and I've just felt resentful and not trusting of you, or whatever it is. But there's stuff that's stuck, that's not cleared. And until those withholds are cleared, a lot of times, like as soon as they're cleared and be like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize I was holding on to that. Suddenly the channels for sexual connection open back up.
You feel safer, you know? Right? It's usually about safety.
Safer to open. Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Or else we're subtly punishing.
Yeah.
You know, we're withholding to punish and we didn't even realize it.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you affection. I'm not going to give you any love because, you know, you pissed me off kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to kick down the juice because you didn't do what I wanted you to.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one dimension of the interpersonal blocks. And then another one is where there's more resonance than there is polarity. And by that, I mean, you know, we can resonate like two waves going together, up and down together. And that's like a resonance where we're going together. And then polarity is like the opposite. Like when I'm going down, you're going up. And it's like, this is kind of that David Data stuff, right? Like there's the masculine pole and the feminine pole. But if we're always doing everything together, then there's no time and space for us to be apart and become, you know, distinguish ourselves as separate and apart from each other, and then come together, come back together and bring intensity and that magnetism.
And I think that's one of the myths out there, that for us to be more romantic and more connected, that we have to do everything together, that it's a sign.
Totally.
And sometimes it's actually great to put some distance, to put a little something in between. And it doesn't mean that you create drama or anything like that, but it's good to have, like, the absence makes the heart grow fonder. Things like that actually make this, the juice, the passion more steamy.
Totally. And guys need their man cave and all that stuff. Like, guys need some time apart. And I would say it's critical. I think it's really key. And there's where, you know, and I've found that it's actually good, even if she's a little upset that I'm not spending as much time with her as I am. I think that's okay. As long as there's one thing where she's feeling neglected, but I know women who, they would want to spend all their time with me, or, you know, with the guy that they're with. And it's only because he's the one setting the boundaries, and she actually appreciates that because it keeps things tight.
Well, it's, you know, it's a quantity versus quality situation.
Totally.
So when I'm in that situation, and I get some space, like the quality of my time with my woman is much higher because I'm not sitting there like, oh, fuck, man, we've been sitting around the couch all day or whatever. Like, I'm jazzed. I want to see this woman. I'm fired up to see her specifically.
Yes. It's creating a dynamic experience. Not like the hottest sex that I have is usually with I'm single right now, but it's with a woman I see once a week and once a week only. And we it's for an evening. And we come together and it's off the hook. And it's been that way for nine months. Huh. And it's like that. It's only gotten better, but it's like there's tight boundaries around it. Like that's a very specific situation. And it's not, I know that's not available to everyone,
right.
But it's clear we're not going to be partners, but the details of our arrangement are such that that's possible. And it keeps the polarity there for sure.
I think I just want to like net it out for the guy at home that, you know, your woman wants to have better time with you, better quality time with you. And I imagine you want to have better quality time for her. That doesn't mean that you have to spend, you know, if you're struggling, like, God, I really want to go spend time doing my thing with my boys or something over here or there. Like, yes, that time can be in service of having better quality time with her.
Totally.
So I just want to challenge that guy to test that out. Try it out for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
Cool.
So that's the interpersonal is like where if we're, there's a lot of resonance, like we're always doing everything together, it can depolarize things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And absolutely. So I think keeping space and distance, it helps keep that tighter.
Okay. So these are the three areas. These are the three types of blocks. And we kind of talked about some little things that a guy can do, but what else is available?
I think you can do a lot of self-awareness practices, and then there's like one-on-one work, but you need to be with somebody who's trained, and not everyone is trained to do that. Like the kind of like the stuff we do at AMP, the feedback, the one-on-one feedback will highlight where you're getting in your own way. And help you see, is it a physical block? Is it an emotional, or is it an interpersonal block? Oh, the other thing with emotions is where there's stuck emotion, right? If I'm sad and I'm holding on to that sadness, then women will feel that rather than feeling my desire for them. Like it's going to clog the pipes. We're going to be emotionally constipated, as I probably mentioned in other interviews. And so that's the other place where we're going to block that sexual power from coming through.
And what about just the fear of sex? I mean, sex itself is scary. I'm going to get naked. She's going to see my cock. She may judge it. Totally. Is it good enough? Oh. Am I going to be judged? Like that just sounds like sex itself, like actually getting into the moment. Is such a scary place for, I don't know what to do. Am I going to come too fast? Am I going to, you know, all of that shit comes up.
Totally. Yeah, there's performance anxiety, and if it hasn't been a solid experience for her, hasn't been a totally rewarding experience for her, then in relationship, she's gonna like tighten up whenever he puts his hand on her, or she's gonna crave that deeper sexing that she's been longing for, and so it's a downward spiral. If he doesn't have access to this, she's not going to feel fulfilled, and then she's going to tighten up, and then she's going to reject his advances or bring up some like logistical thing when he's trying to create a nice mood or whatever. She's going to disrupt that and divert that, or pretend she's tired or whatever, and so it can be a downward spiral if these channels aren't open.
Okay. So I just want to hey guys, it's going to be fine. This is a shitload of stuff. I feel like we've been kind of doom and gloom for the last, you know, however many minutes, but we're going to walk you through it. Okay. We're going to walk you through this.
So your question was, what can they do?
Yeah.
There's the personal practice I described. Notice where you're holding tension in your body and how full is your breathing, and retrain your breathing and train yourself to relax when you're holding tension.
Okay.
Number two is to take a look at your belief structures and what is it that I believe about sex and about myself. And this goes into, you know, fundamental aspects of self-esteem, et cetera, but doing the work on yourself, doing that kind of work, and noticing wherever you're holding emotions and taking on a practice, whether it's coaching or something, to clear those. And then interpersonally, if you're with a woman in a relationship and you're holding back and not telling the truth, you need to stop that and start being forthright.
Okay.
And not spend too much time with her if you feel like it's depolarizing things.
All right. Here are the big takeaways from this episode. Number one, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a guy without some kind of hang-up around sex. Relax. None of us are perfect or have it all figured out. Number two, there's a real danger to keeping your sexual world stuffed in the basement. When you're not okay with who you are sexually, this will significantly impact your interactions with women, whether you're single or in a relationship. Women may not be able to articulate it, but they can feel where you're hung up sexually. Number three, a lot of guys can bring raw sexual passion to the bedroom, but they're not able to actually connect with their partner. On the flip side, some guys will have a strong heart connection with their lover, but can't bring that primal passion. The idea is to connect your heart and balls so you can have access to both. Number four, a lot of guys hold tension in their body and limit their breathing unconsciously. This can have a devastating impact on your sexuality. Take the time each day for breathing big, full breaths throughout your body and balls, and it will do wonders for releasing this tension. Number five, your negative and shaming beliefs around sex are holding you back. Most of the time, these are unconscious. Take a minute each day to repeatedly complete this sentence. Sex is blank. Fill in the blank. Do it over and over again. This will help you see the unconscious beliefs that are steering you. Challenge them and only adopt beliefs that you truly resonate with. Number six, your emotional world impacts your sexual world. If you're holding down anger, sadness, or grief, it's affecting your sex life. Take care of yourself by getting a therapist, coach, or friend to help you move these emotions. Number seven, if you've got a beef with your partner and you're not owning it, guess what? It's gonna hang up the sex too. Be forthright about what's happening or not happening in your relationship, and on the other side of that misunderstanding could be a sexual reconnection. Number eight, note the importance of polarity with your partner. If things feel flat, be willing to take some chances, create some healthy distance, pursue some interest, and find passion in your life away from the relationship. This may seem scary, but done consciously, this distance will actually help the quality of the time you spend with your woman. So on top of those practices that a guy can do today, which was great, yeah, like we just netted out, you've got a new offering from the Authentic Man program that takes an even deeper dive into it. What is that?
Totally. Yeah, it's called Authentic Sexual Power, and it's DVDs and CDs from me and some of the coolest, most insightful guys I know around sex and sexuality who have taught me. They're some of my teachers, and who teach everything from the basics, like, you know, the basic G-spot stuff, like what are the techniques to sex, to how to look at a woman, how to gaze at a woman and have your sexual desire be conducted without being leering or ogling or being creepy.
Okay.
All the way into like the subtle energetics of sex, like where women are having orgasms and you're not even touching, which is the stuff I've been totally enjoying lately. I've been having these tripped out experiences.
Have an orgasm, you will.
It's hot. It's like this wild Jedi stuff.
But it's not just these tips, these like techniques for getting off, because, you know, I got the package. You were like, here, check out. You sent it to me, which I really appreciate. And yeah, I busted it out with my wife.
Sorry. <It's all right. laughs> So to speak.
I got the DVD package out.
Yeah.
And we watched it. We watched some of the stuff. And, you know, I think she had her kind of ear up, like, as a woman, is this just like tricks to do to
totally
women? She was very skeptical about,
yes,
about watching this. And then we watched a bit of it, especially the one where there were some of the technical stuff,
yeah,
and
stroking,
the stroking
part.
Yeah. And yeah, the woman that was involved in that and having her input and feedback. And I just watched my wife's skepticism melt and her appreciation really come up, like, wow, this is very cool. This is very sensitive and very, so it got the woman, my woman's nod of approval in that.
Yes.
And she came from like the, what are these guys up to this time kind of thing. So,
yeah, that for that piece, we have a specific sexual practice that's very explicit. We should, you know, it's a full three camera shoot, as you saw with, and these women are getting off in this video. Like, we're showing you how to get these women off in a particular practice. And it was really intense to film that, by the way. That's a whole backstory to even have women be on camera and have them feeling honored for their opening. And
I was blown
away. Huge. Totally grateful for them. But I designed it so that men could pop that in with a woman there, even someone they're not even dating that they want to be closer to, and be like, hey, I'd like to try this practice with you. And as you did it with your with Allison, it's designed to be watched with a man and a woman so that you could do this practice together. And I've used that practice in my relationships where I wanted to bring the spark back or revitalize things, and it's been huge for me with that. But yeah, I think that's definitely a specific practice you can take on. That's two of the DVDs in the multi DVD program.
So there's technical stuff there. There's techniques, kind of netted out.
So there's that technique. It's the stroking technique. And then there's also just men unlocking all the channels in their body, physically, emotionally, and interpersonally, like this PDF file with a compilation of all the practices and a little chart. So you can be like, all right, I'm going to practice these three practices this week. And I'm going to do them each day to open up the channels in my body so that when I meet a woman, she feels that I'm open, you know, from the moment she meets me. And if I'm in a relationship, she's going to feel that primal masculine side that she's been craving to feel with me.
Okay.
So it's end to end.
So what have you been hearing from others? I mean, how are other people experiencing it?
People are really enjoying it. We just released it a few weeks ago, so for the first time. So we're still getting the feedback on it. But so far, it's like people in relationships have been like, wow, this has taken our relationship deeper. And guys who are single are like, wow, I've been doing some of these practices. Women are checking me out more. I'm having these weird experiences that I haven't had before where I'm getting more attention and I'm not even trying, that kind of stuff. So I think it's transmitting. I think it's sending that, it's moving through the DVDs to the guys who are watching it. So I'm really pleased with it so far.
I think it's the next step. You know, we've had you on the show to talk about the Authentic Man program and a lot of these things that happen in dating and relationships, and addressing sex head on, being willing to go into this subject head on and offer a really comprehensive package is key, because as you said, as we talked about earlier, it impacts all the other parts of our relationships. So.
It does, from the beginning to the end. I mean, and it's so primal, right? Sex. I mean, there's it's like sex and money are like the big things where people get stuck, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
It's pretty fundamental.
Okay, guys. So if you're interested in learning more about this package and this offering, go to triplelinear.com/sex, S-E-X. All right, brother. Brian, thanks so much for being on the program and talking about this. I think just even the tips we threw out today are going to make a big difference for a guy if he chooses to take them on.
Even if you just start practicing breathing more fully into your body, all the way down into your belly and into your balls, throughout your day, that will make a huge difference in just how you relate with women and with the world.
To learn more about the Authentic Sexual Power DVD set, visit triplelinear.com/sex, S-E-X, and be sure to become a fan of The New Man on Facebook. Thanks for listening.